Brown Bag, episode 37.
Sound like a racist.
How do I open?
Brown Bag, fool, what's up?
Episode 37. You guys enchilada?
Yeah.
I know, I was about to have some of those, and I was like, nah.
And then your nose gets all runny, and then...
Yeah.
And then soda makes it so much more worse.
Yeah, it just makes it like more fizzy. We gotta stop eating on the podcast. They judge us. You all judge us for everything, dog. Like,
we're anti-establishment, chill. Honestly. You guys need to appreciate us. Because pretty soon we're gonna be corporate.
Yeah.
And we're not gonna be eating and we're not gonna be doing this shit.
Like, hey, I remember when you guys used to eat on the pod.
Yeah. Pretty soon we're gonna be having like other snacks that we don't even really fuck with. We're gonna be like, oh my god, these are the best.
These quinoa packets.
I just love my kombucha so much.
Have you ever had kombucha?
I should have been good way.
The Mexican Cheetos?
Yeah, go ahead again.
You've had kombucha?
What is that?
It's like, oh, she burped and she she threw that shoe.
It smells like Christmas time, man.
Kombucha's like, I don't know, like a hipster.
Fermented.
I don't even know how to describe it. It has like chia seeds.
I'm anti-hipster.
You're anti-hipster?
Yes.
Why?
They kicked me out of my home.
Echo Park?
Douglas Street, 145.
Wow. And they driving Teslas all over it?
Yes, Teslas all over.
What are you going to do about it?
Nothing.
Get your hood back.
I can't.
Why?
Still poor.
Do people think you're rich?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Like, was that Angie?
No, that was
Oh, my God.
That's a brown bag.
I know you got a dollar.
Yeah.
Bobby D paying them.
Damn. My apologies, guys. My apologies.
Wow. Now you got to pay too. You guys are a team. I like how she really went for a wallet. I love it.
Baby girl.
Chicken nugget to the rescue.
How much do I
have?
One.
$1 is fine.
Just one. One is good.
$1 is fine.
Wow.
And a couple for concert tickets.
Oh, my God. No, but yeah, they think you're rich, huh?
Yeah, they be thinking I'm rich. I'd be like, nah, I'm poor as fuck.
I thought you were richer than you are.
Yeah?
I think you're saving, which is smart. Or at least in my brain, you're saving.
Yeah, because you've seen my bank account, huh?
Oh, yeah, I've seen, like, the YouTube revenue.
Yeah, you've seen the revenue. Nah, that's just cool. But I think you helped me with my bank account, too.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And you were like, I didn't know about this about you.
Right.
She seemed proud. You were proud.
You're buying me lunch. Welcome to Brown Bag, episode 37. We're getting there, you guys. We're getting to episode 40. Ever since Vic told us that after episode 39, his last podcast disintegrated, I'm like, okay, we at least have to reach 40, and then we beat the curse.
Yeah, but it wasn't like my co-host and I.
Whoa.
Ron, what the fuck is wrong?
Oh, come on. My God.
Scott.
Like I was saying.
We either pay a dollar or call Snoop.
I see that 10 right there, boy.
Whoa.
No, I'm going to pay the dollar.
Damn.
Everybody's on the road today. Huh? Mm-hmm.
Like I was saying before, I was rudely interrupted.
Hey, I would really interrupt them by your chicken nugget, too.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, it's not like my co-host and I, like, fell out. It was literally just, like, we didn't get enough views and all that stuff.
Adam canceled you guys. Yeah.
Pretty much. Shout out Adam.
Yeah. But this is what happens when you have your own platform. No one can cancel you. No one can fire you. We own. We operate. And we still here.
True business.
Right? Facts.
How was Smoking Grooves Fest? You went. Shout out to Primo.
Yeah, Sharagul Primo, Neil Pastel, Chris Carrera. Yeah, honestly, I remember it was one of those situations where you knew it was like coming up, but you didn't know exactly what day it was.
Right.
And then the night before, Chris called me and he's just like, hey, you coming tomorrow? And I was like, to what? And then he was like, Smoking Grooves. I got you down. Da, da, da. And I was like, yeah, man, let's do it. Like, I was just like, fuck it. Like, I literally didn't really have plans. Oh, actually, I'm lying. I was going to go to Maximo's art show.
Yeah.
I was planning on going to that, but this came up and I was just like, okay, I'm got to go to the festival. And I didn't really know what to expect of. It's like the first one that they've done since like the 90s in LA.
Oh,
and
for real?
Yeah. Wow. It used to be like in Long Beach, and they brought it back. They brought the name back to the festival, the vibes of it. I believe Sublime performed at it once when it was around initially.
That's Sublime.
Yeah, and...
What do you guys say like that, like a pause?
He said it weird, but I didn't. Sublime.
Sublime.
How did I say it?
He said sublime.
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 Yeah, if you said it like there's a pause.
Yeah, it's okay.
Sublime? Sublime.
Yeah.
There it goes.
Yeah, Sublime. Okay, okay. It's one word.
Yeah. And so, yeah, like I said, I don't know what to expect, but we got in there and it was very like groovy, hippie vibes, peace and love. Mm-hmm. And the crowd and everybody was just so chill and dope in comparison to like a Rolling Loud or, right. you know, even Once Upon a Time in L.A., the crowd is a little more rowdy. This was everybody's just like, yeah, man, chill cool, vibes. Chill.
Groovy baby.
Fuck yeah, yeah, dude. It was awesome. Honestly, just the vibe was cool. Nobody was like trying to get to the front. You know, trying to move, like, hey, watch out, move. Like, everybody's just like, you want to get in front? That's cool, man. Like, it's pretty.
You hear Janae? You hear Janae? Me too.
Yeah, yeah, like, the lines weren't even long for shit. It was, honestly, it was one of my favorite festivals I've been to. Oh,
that's awesome.
Yeah, and it was very much a, like, you got to go with the boot thing kind of thing. You got to go with your chicken nugget kind of vibe.
Dang.
Because if not, it was, like, it wouldn't you'd probably be been the same experience. Because it was a lot of Janae Aiko, Miguel,
right?
Erykah Badu performed, did a really good job. Nas was fire.
That's awesome.
That shit was amazing. That was the first time I ever seen Nas live, and I was just singing along to like everything. I think he was kind of late for his set, and so he had to like run through everything really fast, but it was still an amazing set. He's just such a phenomenal performer.
You know who we don't talk about enough? Like, cause Sublime, wasn't the guy Hispanic?
I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure.
I'm not quite sure. I don't think so.
Do you know who Sublime is?
I know.
Yes. I think he was like the white. He was like the white homie that kicked it with all the Mexicans that like took a liking to the art.
Sublime.
Someone the one that died?
Sublime.
Yeah.
Bradley?
Not Rome was the Hispanic.
Rome.
Rome is now the replacement for Bradley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Rome is Hispanic.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out Sublime.
Yeah, shout out them.
But he's not the original.
He's not the original, yes.
I ain't got no crystal ball.
And I had $1 million, but I spent it all.
That's low-key like an anthem for us. Like,
that's bar.
Sublime.
So that's a Centuria. Song that everybody knows, even though you don't know Sublime.
Facts.
Yeah. You know the song.
Yeah.
How was Disneyland?
Annoying. So I'm a parent.
Mm-hmm.
Great parent.
Yep.
And I have two toddlers that it's literally the best place ever to go. But they get, like, se ponen sus moños, and then it's just a lot.
Mm.
There's nothing that can calm them. Luisito, who's two, he's going through a phase right now that, like, let's say you give him a cookie. If the cookie breaks a little bit, he cries. Like, it's the smallest thing. Like, he needs it to be intact. And so we got him popcorn, like a popcorn thing, and one spilled. And he just had a fit. Like, to him, it was the end of the world. And so I'm trying to, like, be like, oh, it's okay. And then the other one is hot. And then it's like, we want to go eat, but we also want to get on rides. So it's a lot. Like, Disneyland's a mission. Shout out to all the parents out there. I know Disneyland takes, like, a lot out of you, but it's worth it. Like, I know the photos are going to be, like, the photos are beautiful. And the photos later for them, it's going to be great stories.
You know what's crazy? When I was, when me and my mom, when we had to move out from where I grew up, we moved in with my sister. And my nephew was having that face when I moved in.
Yeah,
it's where, let's say he asked for a cookie, I'll bite it, and he'll be like, yeah. And I'll be like, fool, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Don't cry, fool. There's more left. You want a new one? And then I'll give him the new one, and just fucking, because then they, like, obviously, like, I'm not his parent, so I could fuck with him a little different. Like, my sister will be like, stop doing that to me. You're doing that on purpose. But I'll, like, break it on purpose, like, slowly, like, be like, bro, shut up. But I remember that face.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude.
It's a lot right now.
And like, one time I gave him a bowlie, and he was like just like when I broke the bowlie, a little piece of the ice fell.
And
he's like,
bro. It's still there. It's literally great. It's literally fine.
How do you manage that without like flipping out?
It's a lot of patience, a lot of breathing. I talk to them. Like, I try to make the situation better, especially, like, just understanding a lot of times when we flip out, it's more our frustration than that. Like, it's like, how do I say? We try to check them because they're either crying or they're going through a fit, but it's really our frustration, our anger, our this, our that makes us turn up. And it's like, if we just calm ourselves down, then they calm down.
True.
It's a lot of, like, usa. But I know, I get why you don't do it, because you're just like, what's going on?
Why are you mad for nothing? You're not my kid. Don't be screaming at me.
Yeah, like, I would probably have like went into like some rant that he wouldn't have understood. Yeah,
life isn't fair. Yeah. The cookie always crumbles that way. Yeah. Like I'm just like Luisito would hate
my sabang. Yeah. Oh no, he's never had it. Yeah. But shout out to bullies. I brought up bullies the other day and someone didn't know what a bully was and I was like, dude, oh, bullies are what are you saying? You
guys, they didn't have a childhood.
What is it called in English? Like what are bullies in English?
I don't know. Right? That's how the fights that we are. No, but you know what's
I don't
crazy?
Think they have a name in English.
They have to, because I don't, I think we just call it bullies.
The, no, it's, the that's thing the brand like, name.
Is it?
Yeah. Bullies.
Oh, okay, because,
you still, know, what is it? You like, guys, sometimes when my mom goes to the market, I'll text her like, I got a bullies.
Yeah, I love it. And I know you open it the wrong way, the right way, because you do the
karate chop. You have to crack chop. It over your knee.
Ooh, when
yeah.
you were a kid, you thought you were cool.
Or else when it did it, it just bent.
Yeah, and then you have to like, yeah, that was
you
the
get
word.
No satisfaction out of that when it doesn't crack on its own yeah. or like when you have to cut it, it just doesn't even feel right. It doesn't even taste the same.
What's yeah. your favorite bully flavor?
Ooh,
if I can tell you my favorite, I can tell you my
we're
worst.
Gonna say each of ours on the count of three, okay?
All right, your all favorite? Right.
Yeah, your favorite one.
Okay, favorite.
You asked the question.
No, I was confused real good.
Okay, when I count to three, we say it at the same time, right? And say it by the color.
Okay, yeah, because that's what yeah, okay. I thought I was going to say the color, you were going to be like,
yeah.
He's okay. Sorry.
1, 2, 3. Blue. Orange. Yeah.
Blue?
No, orange.
I'm with the blue. I hate the purple. Yeah.
The purple's cool. Yeah.
The purple's the one.
The orange
one.
Is so gas, yeah. though.
The for orange the is gas.
Orange underrated. Is gas. But the purple's the one that stayed in your fridge even when you bought a new pack.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. That shit would just stay in there from 3 bullies ago.
I'll eat the purple one. I don't mind. I'll
eat it if it was like, the last thing I had to do was like,
Yeah. And I think the first one people go to is the red one.
And that one's disappointing,
yeah,
oddly.
It's like, okay, it's like fruit punch.
It's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's a little
orange,
too sweet.
Orange is for sure underrated.
Orange is underrated.
Underrated yeah. as fuck. How the fuck did we get a bully? I
the
love
green
bully.
One, the green one is slept on too. Lime?
Yeah.
But that I hate, but I hate purple, good. Like bullies. It was like the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
You want to know what I did this weekend real quick?
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, fucking asshole.
We both paused.
So I briefly got kicked out of my house for a day.
Wait, what?
What?
Thumbnail, clickbait, you like that? So my mom's family from Vegas, shout out my tia from Vegas, they came and my mom offered her house. Oh, and my mom's like, you can still stay here. I'm like, bro, I'm not staying here with
all the primas people here. Yeah.
And like their parents, which they're great people. So I got myself an Airbnb and did a function and got drunk with the homies. I just wanted to put it out there that this weekend I didn't go out.
You stayed in.
I stayed in a different spot.
Where yeah. was
that?
It
that shit was fly. It looked fly.
Yeah, yeah, bro. The homies were shuffling in there. You know what I mean?
It was like a loft, huh?
Yeah, like, and then it was just all people we know. I'm my good friend. They were drinking Chulis, Himador, Bucanas. You know, we're singing Bruno Mars.
Nice.
You feel me?
So you basically did what you would normally do, like in the backyard, front yard, but inside.
Yeah, with an AC busing and 2K and FIFA.
Moving on up.
I know. Look at you. That's you fire. Are rich.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I want to be like you.
It was funny because when I seen that, I looked, and then I was telling her, I was like, oh, Duno about to get freaky today. I was like, he got the Airbnb in the sky.
Not even
but it
freaky.
Was, I know, yeah, but it was with the, and then later on, I saw it was with all the homies.
With all the homies and the
yeah, because you only posted it at first, like, just you and the Airbnb. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, trust me, everybody sent me freaky. Yeah. And I was like, chill, chill. Freaky dicky, like, biggie. Yeah, but no. Yeah, that's my and that's then cool. I want to go have brunch in the morning.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Wow, are you a hipster?
I fucking help now, bro.
You got an Airbnb, bro, and then you went to go have brunch?
And he's from Echo Park.
Oh, my God. My God.
I even drank my mimosa at 1 o'clock,
bro. Let's get into Don't You Know I'm Local. Talk to us about the Dodgers, Vic.
So the Dodgers now have added a fourth MVP to their roster.
Wow.
Freddie Freeman. He was pretty much like the prize of the offseason, and the Dodgers got him. They found a fucking way. They stretched, like, they're going to stretch like $59 million or something like that over 22 years.
Damn.
They're doing some layaway. They got him on layaway, basically.
They're giving that fool a bag.
Like, he's going to be well into like his 50s or something and still receiving millions Dodger of dollars checks. A year. Yeah.
Do you think it's worth it?
Fuck yeah. He's a great
if we, well, we don't know until the season starts, mm-hmm. right? Because he could be a Russell Westbrook. You know what I'm saying?
He's but, doing better.
He is. Yeah, he is. Ever since he hit that shot got his confidence. Mm-hmm. He's such like a player that's like needs his fucking confidence to be this high. When it's down, he's, yeah. But anyway, yeah, so we got Freddie Freeman. Everybody's excited. You know, obviously we were very disappointed last season going out like the way we did. But this season I'm super excited. I'm hopeful. I really want to go to, what's it called, opening day. And, yeah, everybody's excited. You know, of course people are talking shit on the internet saying, Dodgers trying to buy another championship. Haha. You would if you could. Yeah, bitch. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? So, shout the Dodgers. Shout the Dodgers. You know what I'm saying? Spending that bread. You feel me?
Spend that money.
And you know why they're able to spend that money? Because of us.
Loyal fans.
Loyal fans. We have the highest attendance consistently in the MLB. So you're welcome. Like, no, honestly, that's they're able to bank on the fact that they're going to have such a consistent fan attendance every single game, every single day. So because of that, you know, they're able to spend freely on top of the fact they have like billions of dollars backing them and stuff.
Wow.
Shout out to the general manager doing this shit. Yeah.
Farhan Zaidi. Wait, no. Sorry, Andrew Friedman.
Yeah.
Farhan Zaidi went to the Giants. But yeah, no, so they're doing this shit, honestly. And opening day is April 14th. So hella excited for that.
Clap it up for Cal State Fullerton.
Yeah, they did that. They did okay.
They went to March Madness.
They did it.
They lost to Duke, but it's Duke. But shout out to all the people from Fullerton.
At least they tried.
They got there.
Yeah. That's
a lot of people didn't get there.
That's step one. You know what I'm saying?
And it's like we know like the USCs and the UCLAs are going to go there. But for Cal State Fullerton, this is their second time getting there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you could tell at least with – okay, so UCLA, USC, you know people from like out of state go there like – Fullerton, you know it's people from out here.
Yeah.
So that's why I felt like more like
it's
hometown.
It's like a commuter school. Mm-hmm,
but, yeah, facts. So shout out to everyone at Cal State Fullerton, the football team. Their coach is named Coach Taylor. Shout out to Coach Taylor.
Shout out Coach Taylor.
Yeah. How's it going, though? I haven't checked in after that.
March Madness has just been hectic, but there is UCLA isn't doing too bad.
Sweet 16?
I think it's moving on to the...
I think they're in the Sweet 16.
By the time this comes out, it might be...
Yeah, hopefully they would have one and then move on to the Elite Eight.
Mm-hmm. The Elite Eight, yeah.
Shout out Triple J doing his shit.
He's doing his shit. The Mexican that plays for UCLA.
Yep.
To you.
Great pick and roll. Great shooter. He's an all-around player. Great rebounder.
Wow.
Yeah, he's probably going to go to the league next year.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah.
Another Mexican.
Yeah. There we go. Aztec lineage.
Yurt.
Okay, and what's going on with... My team and your team.
My team.
I don't know.
Raiders. Come on.
Look at Maximo so mad.
Oh, he had to leave the room.
Let me read this one.
Oh, you little Green Bay Packer.
Oh, Devontae shit. Adams.
I'm so excited about this.
Raiders traded for arguably. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Let's go.
I thought I said it wrong.
No.
I gotta stop playing.
It's the mimosas.
It's the mimosas.
Thanks.
And the laughs.
Yeah.
For the best wide receiver in the NFL, which I think Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp.
I'm going to give it to Cooper Kupp.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, man. He basically is like letting your first, your prize,
right,
just go and be free to Las Vegas.
Yeah, wow. I was so confused by it. Honestly.
I was wondering, like, were the Packers being greedy about, like, not giving him a bag?
Yeah.
Or, like, what? Well, traded.
They can't afford him.
And did what they traded for. A first round pick, number 22 overall, and a second round pick,
that's
number
it.
53. Bro, the Raiders got a fucking steal out of this.
They fleeced the fucking Packers. How could they not get more? When you see all these like different players getting traded for 3-4 draft picks and really good players, and when I saw it was only two picks, one first and a second, like
what if
this year's draft?
What if the Green Bay Packers know something we don't know?
What?
What if, like, Devontae Adams is, like, has, like, the secret stat where, like every, like, 3 years he does really bad or something? Who knows? I'm just saying.
What if I get what you're saying because it's suspicious.
This is my Josh thinking right now.
Yeah.
Shout out Conspiracy Josh. I don't know, but he is one of the greatest, and they just passed him up for – that's kind of disrespectful,
no,
though.
Basically, I think what they were saying that happened was – he didn't want to play with the Packers at all anymore, and he really wanted to go to the Raiders. So he was prepared to sit out.
Basically. Oh, so he was gonna be a brat.
Yeah, basically. And then they were like, "You either trade him."
He felt disrespected that they didn't give him the highest paid receiver
contract,
and then they couldn't come up with a number So when they franchise tagged them, he felt like disrespected. Like, yeah. I'm not paying for $28 million.
Damn, cheeseheads didn't want to give up the cheese.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, honestly, I mean, it's in part to Aaron Rodgers wanting to be the highest paid quarterback.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Because of that, that obviously ate into Davante Adams' money.
Right.
And maybe Davante Adams felt like, damn, bro, like,
I wanted us
to win a Super Bowl. You're making it harder for us now because now you're making $50 million a year with the salary cap taking up, you know, probably more than half of it. So he's like, you know what? I always wanted to play with Derek Carr. They went to college together, Fresno State. So he's so happy. He actually bought a house in Vegas prior to the trade even happening.
Oh.
So he was already trying to plan on moving over there. Maybe even as a free agent. But that's he got a fat ass extension. Now he's the highest paid wide receiver in the league. So he got what he wanted. And he's playing with his best friend.
Yeah.
So we about to make it to the Super Bowl. Hopefully.
You throw away that jacket or not?
What jacket?
You know the jacket.
It's burnt.
Good.
Burnt. It's burnt.
That's it. That windbreaker sweater thing.
Yeah, it ain't breaking no more wind. Yeah, go Raiders.
Go Raiders. I still haven't bought my first Raider jersey. I'm excited for when I do.
We gotta vlog it or like document it. We gotta go to Pro Image.
Oh, which number?
You should get Adams.
Damn.
Number 17.
We're both new to the team.
Yeah.
It's still very tough for me, but I'm working.
Bo Jackson.
That'd be hard. The Bo Jackson jersey must be crazy.
Bo Jackson.
Gotta find that on Amazon. Mm. You want me to do this one? No, I feel like you should do this one.
Nope.
Just so you guys know, I can't read. You guys know I can't read that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so just.
No, I feel like you should do this one.
No.
I did the other one.
No.
Vic first, me second, you third.
I literally can't read that.
My eyes hurt.
I'm going to get contact soon, guys.
Let's go. Like, it doesn't feel right to go.
Yeah, I feel like we should, yeah.
Okay.
Can you please scroll down? Oh, look, it's the Edgar Report. Bam, 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 bam.
In Edgar news, Luis Coronel has been acquired by Team Edgar. And he is the first major celebrity acquisition by the Edgars. And basically, he started out as an Edgar. I was educated today. He started out as an Edgar. He had that cut way back in the day. And he just got it back, so he's trying to maybe go back to his roots. Mm. But it just had me thinking, who's next to get drafted by Team Edgar? Like, what other famous celebrity do you think is going to be an Edgar and, like, adapt to this haircut and this lifestyle?
Oh.
Any thoughts?
Who do you, I was going to say Lupio Rivera, but he doesn't grow hair.
Imagine Lupio Rivera as an Edgar.
That'd be lit.
He looks like a kneecap. All right.
Yeah. Dumb boy.
Just kidding.
I'm not kidding. You know what's funny? Talking about bald head and Lupio Rivera home run. growing up, some of the older homies, like, they were like old school cholos. And one time, one of the homies was like, shut your fucking Lupio Rivera ass the fuck up. And I was like, who's Lupio? I was like, hella confused. Like, I only know Jenny, right? And like, who's Lupio? And I want to go look him up. And I was like, oh my God. You guys all look like Lupio. But from hood.
Isn't there a girl, Edgar?
Yaritza. Mm-hmm. She has her snippet of her song that comes out this Thursday. Remind me of the song. Oh, fuck, I have it on my phone. But it's coming out. But yeah, she's going viral all over TikTok.
Beautiful voice.
Beautiful voice. She signed to Lumbre Music. Wow. Shout out Legado Siete.
She's an Edgarette.
She's an Edgar. Would that be the right way to say it?
Yeah.
Right. She's a fool.
Yeah.
Edgarina.
Edgarina.
Edgarina. But yeah, she's a great voice. And her first, like, one of her big, like, biggest viral songs that hasn't even came out yet. It's about, like, love and shit. And every girl on TikTok is, like, expressing their feelings.
Wow.
Guys as well. I might do a clip about it today.
Do it.
Well, I mean, be like, look. Swear to God.
Well, let's go to Cool or Coolo. Ay, ay, ay. What is going on in Echo Park? Why you get out the hood and then just letting it get ran through by all of these hooligans?
That shit is crazy.
So that's like this Tesla stunt. I honestly think it's getting way too much coverage. It's like people do that every day. Like, why is this on every news station? Why is this like all over social media? Like,
yeah, why did it
it's
go
not
so
that crazy. It's just these fools that jumped some little hill and like hit. I thought he hit like trash cans, like the trash cans that you come out. But he hit like a car. Yeah, the Tesla broke apart.
Bro, the way he cleared that fucking shit, it's like that shit you do when you're stupid and have money.
Yeah.
Like,
nah, I think stupid broke people do that too.
I've never once done that.
I've seen people raise.
I've never once been like, I'm gonna fuck up the one thing that takes me to point A and B.
But that's because you're not stupid.
But I'm broke.
But I said stupid.
I'm broke.
But I'm broke, baby.
But yeah, that shit was so. When I seen it, I was. Fuck, everybody was sending it to me, right? And that's like super deep in Echo Park. That's like when you're already getting to like. Atwater and like fucking Los Feliz and shit like that. It's kind of like going towards that way. Mm-hmm. It's off Glendale Boulevard, kind of by the 2 freeway. And bro, that shit is just so fucking wild. Like the fact that he cleared the shit with a Tesla. Mm-hmm. And then, first of all, if I'm living on that street, don't be doing that shit if my car's parked outside.
Right.
Like, I'll be so pissed.
I'll be so mad if I wake up one day and see a dumbass clearing some shit. And like, I'm like, bro, if you were drunk, I'm going to say that. I'm going to say if you were drunk, I kind of fucking get it. But you did this shit sober and you're stupid. And then you record it and burn yourself out.
Yeah.
Like, you're just automatically a big-ass dumbass. Like, you're just...
You're a burn.
You're a burn, fool. You're a super camo.
Okay. But what have we done in cars that's stupid?
Oh, da-da-da.
Lots of donuts.
Give me one. Give me one that you're like, that was fucking stupid. Freaking stupid. Sorry, I can't cuss. Sorry, Diosito.
Me and the homies used to, like, record each other right after high school. We used to just do a lot of dumb shit. And in one of the videos, the homie was driving, the homie Sovic. And, like, he opened the door, but he was just trying to do something. And I was recording him. And at the moment, I didn't think, and I just pushed him off. And then the car was by on his own, but the king got, like, I have the video. I'm going to send it. I can send it to you right now.
Yes.
So, you guys want to see it?
Yeah. You didn't think you were just like.
I was just, I'm gonna push this fool off, and I was like, there's no driver. Swear to God.
Can we insert that clip?
Yeah,
I'm gonna say, go ahead.
Yeah, Vic, what have you done? Oh, I feel like this is a guy thing. I feel like guys do stupid things in cars.
As you said this, I had way too many
flashbacks.
Yeah, like, I can just run through so many, like, drifting. Donuts. Yeah,
Fast and Furious inspired, right?
For sure. Racing. Ghost riding the whip. Did that a lot. A lot.
Fucking demon way. Yeah. You guys want to react to the video? Sure. Just so it could be like a...
We'll play.
All right. So look.
I like the music.
look. Which I should have not done.
No! Definitely not.
Shout out Sony. That's my compadre.
So, what happened? What happened after that?
What?
Oh. What happened after that, though?
Duno.
Nothing. He's okay.
No, but, like, who drove the car? Like, what?
He ran back.
What was the next video?
But I'm too big. For, you know, skinny people would have been able to do this shit, right? I was stuck. I was like, oh, better, we're going to die right now.
Like, how did I do that?
And then the homie Andy in the back is like, fucking stupid, old fool. And I was like, dude, I was like, I didn't realize what the fuck I did until the car was moving on its own. And, you know, like I said, skinny people could have done the brake shit. Like,
yeah, you would have jumped over to the driver's side.
You could have pulled that. Crap.
Hold on.
Could have pulled the e-brake.
When was this?
This was.
What's the date on that?
2018, right after high school. Okay. We were, you feel me? Oh, this was.
Yeah. It would be, knowing Duno.
What's crazy is that this was like I was going through so much shit. My homie Sykes had just died. So I was just like, trying to be happy the whole time. I was just trying to be happy. I'm not saying it's an excuse, it's so stupid as fuck, but it was funny. We have like great memories through that day.
Wow.
Yeah, Duno. But yeah. Shout out my perro right there.
That's hilarious.
It's funny, because that's my compadre.
Yeah.
What stupid things have
I
you done?
I think it's a guy thing. I'm telling you. I've never been in my car. I'm like, I'm going to do something dumb right now. Like, I never have been like that.
Never?
No.
Yeah, it must be us. We just think like, it's like a toy.
It's like some weird jackass thing. Like, I think guys with other guys, like, what's the term? Te siguen la corriente or corriente? Yeah. Like,
it's monkey
like,
see, monkey do.
Yeah, it's yeah. like, hey, bro, let's, what are we going to do? And it's like, I don't know. Like, guys just start, like, slapboxing yeah. out of nowhere. Just start, like, I don't know. White guys are like that.
Vic saw me and everybody's, like, being hella cool at the club. And me and my homies are having, like, a slapbox fight.
Yeah.
And, like, nut-checking each other in the middle of the
it's
section.
It's just a guy thing.
And Vic's just, like, moving chicken nuggets to the side. We go on this side here, just, like, scoot her over. Like, no, but everybody's like, fool, what the fuck? But Vic's was like, oh, my God. But they thought it was funny, but everybody else had
to. No, because I've been there. It's just, yeah, like, yeah, we do that shit all the time.
Things yeah. dudes do with dudes.
But it just, I think because, like, my age plays a big part, right? So, like, Vic and them, they're like, being super cool, connecting,
yeah,
networking.
They're all older.
And then me and my homie are just not checking each other, like, fucking throwing eyes at each other.
But okay, I feel like you're gonna be like in 10 years, you're still gonna do that. I think it's just how you are.
I'm a fucking idiot. Yeah. On the plane, me and the homies had a water fight once.
On the plane?
Yeah. We're going to Houston. Mm. And they sat us all the way in the back. And it was like three rows, and it was just all the homies, and fucking probably worst idea they ever fucking yeah. did. Let me play that Chief Keef song. Was it called
Finito?
And everybody was like, yeah. And Cali beating the door was like, don't stop. And I'm like, yeah. Going back and forth.
Oh my gosh. So with the Tesla, apparently, the person we thought did it, because there's a lot of videos going around, didn't do it. So the cops are still going looking for whoever did the damages and all of that, right?
Yeah.
Find them, fool. Oh, we're not gonna do round bag investigates, right?
No, let the cops do their own work.
I just think it's fucking funny that he cleared the whole shit. I'm like, fool, what kind of, like, did you think you were going to, like, the fact that your homies are recording it, you're just super burnt.
There's way too many people recording.
Like, yeah.
And it went too viral. It's one of those things of, like, if the cops don't catch them now, they just look silly.
Super silly.
So there's pressure on them now to, like.
They look like when they ran past that one guy that was hiding.
Hide and seek, yeah.
In the car.
They're having a bad few weeks.
And to be honest, this is how I see it. The cops might not pursue it because cops in LA deal with that shit all the time with the takeovers.
Yeah.
And the takeovers are way more dangerous. There's people going in circles with people around trying to touch the bumper of your car while you're doing
it. No, my thing is they better take this one serious if they're the way that they are with the takeover.
Yeah,
people.
Bro, if you do our color people yeah. like that, you better. This is a white person.
I lock those white boys up.
Bro, because they have a whole ass task force for takeovers.
Yeah.
Whole ass tax. But damn, that is fucked up.
We need a Tesla task force. Tesla be out here.
Elon just got to shut it off.
Driving into things like when you have them on autopilot.
But I'm like confused. Was that a self-driving car? Was that like.
Oh, maybe
what if
the
it was
car
in
just
self,
did it. Wow.
What if it was in self-driving mode?
I didn't think about that.
That's what I would have said.
Make a great defense attorney.
Yeah, you great
so?
One.
Yeah, yeah.
He thinks so, he got all these, like.
Yeah, he's like, however, loophole here. Follow me now. Is this also curriculum or is this the next topic, the next one?
I like.
Oh, it's born and raised.
Yeah, that's a different one. But the Tesla that's shit, different. Just because the kid in me wish I was in the car, cool.
Okay.
I would say cool, because it was probably a milk merchant man who did it.
Milk merchant?
Yeah, like a white person.
You're so smart.
I say culo too.
Yeah.
But it's also like just some dude stuff. Yes. Like, guys.
Fucking rock ass.
I have a friend that's like, dude, sometimes I just walk into a room and I just want to punch a wall. And I was like, that's so dude. That's such a dude thought.
Dude, I want to do that.
Like, I want to punch a wall. Why? Why? I've never looked at a wall like I want to punch you in my life.
Sometimes you do just want to get in a fight, though.
And then one time, we're baptizing the homie's baby. He's like walking in, being all serious, and I just saw the opportunity, and I just hit the leg, and he chirped, and he's like, "It's a fucking plane, it's a fucking plane." And my mom's there, like, and I'm like, "Oh my God, I just had to, bro." Yeah. It doesn't matter. Like, I love God, you feel me? But like, God made me who I am, and I just have to embrace it. You know what I mean? When they were pouring the water on the baby, you know how they pour like the agua? The homie was like, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe," and the father is like, "I ain't niños."
See you guys. Ben aquí. You're
next. Oh, my. I never realized that's dude
ass.
Shit.
What?
I never like how you're saying that's
it's
a dude
guy
thing.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Like, because the home girl Steph, the comadre, and then the other home girl, they're like, stop fucking around. Mm-hmm. And they were over like, just fucking hitting each other and shit. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is fucking dude thing. Shit. Do your kids do shit like that?
Yes. Like, Jorgito, he told me, like, he hit Luis. And I was like, Jorjito, he's like, it's my body. I can't help it. It's my body. He's poor, and he told me it's his body.
Self-driving Tesla.
Yeah, and I'm like, but like, low-key, I get it because I know how guys are. Like, yeah. It's like, I just want to punch this wall. And it's like, he's like, I just wanted to hit my brother. And I'm like, dude, he's literally just standing there in the little play kitchen, and ahí viene Jorjito. And I'm like, Jorjito. He's like, it's my body. And I'm like, we have to control your body, Jorjito. You have to talk to your body. Like, body, no. And he's like, okay, body, no.
I totally get it. I have a little brother. He's taller than me now. And every time I see him, I just want to like wrestle or like box with him. Like just to show him I'm, you know, I'm still.
You know what's, you know what's crazy? That my nephew questioned me last time. He's like, why are you mean to me and not to Angie? And I'm like, well, because Angie's a girl. And he was like, and we're the same age. And I was like, stop crying. And then Angie comes in and was like, and I just fucking, it's like the bitch in me comes out like, yes, you can have it all.
Wow.
You can have it all.
I didn't know you had a niece like that.
And then he'll ask me, and then he'll be like, and I'll be like, but what'd you do today? Did you do good at school? Like, I'll question him.
Yeah.
Is I don't that question Aiden? Her. That's Aiden.
Wow.
Yeah, what do you mean to me now here? I'm like, fool, stop crying. And then she'll come, and I just like, I just want to like hug her and like, you know, protect her.
Oh.
You feel me? Like, but like with the homies, baby.
Yeah.
Like, booby, we grabbing nothing from his legs. Give me your lunch money. And then, and like, we play with him, we throw him, and he like laughs, he has fun. Or like, sometimes we'll be in a circle while we're like, we're getting something, and he'll be out, and so he can't go nowhere, so we'll get in a circle and have a conversation there, and we just like start like playing with him and shit.
Yeah.
And his mom, like, the homie, about it, stop hitting
him. Yeah, like, leave him alone.
Yeah, and he'll be like, and then the homie be like, he's a guy, he gotta learn. And he just like, and he squares up with us and shit, or the homies will dunk on him. We'll like pick him up to have a little basketball court and be like, dunk on him in the foods. Shout out to man.
It's a guy thing.
That is funny. Definitely a guy thing. I do randomly like slap Vic's neck or something. You know? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
bro, my nephew.
I don't know why.
My nephew will be doing the most innocent shit, like playing with box and just pass by and kick his shit.
But you know what? It's like, I wonder why, like, I'll be sitting down at my desk, like, working.
And he'll come fuck with you?
Yeah, he'll come in. Boom! He'll just right smack my stomach. Yeah. Or anytime I have my shirt off, he'll just run up to me. Boom! And I'm like, Vic, what are you doing? Why are you like this? And I'm like, oh, duh. Like, I've been raising him like this whole time.
That's so funny.
No, I can't.
It's does Jorge funny. Play with?
Yeah, Jorge, like, he'll get them to, he'll get Jorjito to square up. But then Jorjito wants to do that with Luis. And it's like, I get because you're older and he does it with you. But now he's, like, literally punching his little two-year-old brother in the head. And I'm like, dude, bro.
And then you gotta be like,
but to him, it's like, wait, we're that's playing. Us to
it's
do
affection.
This. And then he loves Canelo. Like, my sons love boxing. So it's like, to them, they're like, why are you mad at me when literally we watch these fights and my dad is boxing with me? Like, I'm just doing what I'm shown.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know. I don't know how I'm gonna deal with it. I quit. This Born and Raised Taco Bell collab. How is it? Do we like it? I don't know. Don't we not like Taco Bell, or we love Taco Bell?
I like Taco Bell. I do miss the Mexican pizzas.
It's coming back.
It's coming back. Okay.
Have you tried the Mexican pizzas before?
No.
Okay, so how do you feel about this shirt, Letty? Give me your opinion.
Oh, the shirt looks like the Dom Kennedy thing.
The letters?
The letters, which the is letters. Like the Snoop Dogg thing.
With like some super LA shit.
Super LA stuff. Yeah. Super. I feel like I tag like that.
For real?
You've seen me tag.
Oh,
Allegedly.
We should insert it here.
Yeah. But shout out. I think it's dope that a main, like something like Taco Bell is working with something like Born and Raised.
Yeah, Born and Raised is freaking cool.
They're killing it. They're just doing they've done shit with the Lakers. They've done shit with the Dodgers.
Rams.
Yeah. They've done shit with, oh my God, like their foods just keep, they keep, like this, I think that's what the reason it's so big is because the people are featured in it. Like, shout out Jay Mendoza. He's like a, he does like skits and shit.
Yeah.
He's a Latino. Shout out Foos Gone Wild. He's
Foos Gone Wild. Yeah, Lil Mystery's at the end of the video.
Kendrick has worn Born and Raised.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like.
Facts.
Shout out Spanto. Shout out his whole team.
Shout out Spanto.
Yeah, he has a great team behind him.
Yeah.
Ghetto by the Sea, brothers.
Yeah, no, I think it's super fucking dope. Just the fact that it's in honor of their 60th anniversary.
Damn, and the first Taco Bell is in Downey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, why did you ever bring this up?
They have everything. The first McDonald's, too.
The first McDonald's on the West Coast,
Oh, the first McDonald's in the West Coast. You didn't know that? Fucking Travis Scott went to do his shit.
Yeah, that's actually not a, it's not a Taco Bell anymore, though.
Oh, it's not.
No, it's like fucking Alberto's or something. But I know where it's at. It was. It's like right a on
monument
the
monument or something.
It should be right. Yeah. It's right on the border of Pico and Downey. It's like around like Telegraph.
I think they picked up the building and moved it to a different location.
Oh, they did, right? Yeah, the actual building is intact somewhere, but that location is it's Alberto's, right?
I'm not sure.
It's like another Mexican spot. I've been in there before.
The first In-N-Out is in Baldwin Park or Buena Park or
Baldwin Park.
Baldwin Park.
Yeah.
The first Boy Logos in Westlake.
Wow.
It's on. It's no. It's
Supposedly, Boy Loco has birria now. Like, there's like a birria box, and they even have like a little space for the consomme. And birria was like,
"Get
what?
The fuck out.
I swear." I swear.
I have to try it. Yeah. I want to judge them so hard, but I'm gonna give them the benefit of the doubt.
As a once Pollo Loco representative.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. What's up?
Just know when we got the tamales, they weren't tamales. We finessed you.
But I know someone. Well, yeah. Shout out to Yasmina. She's the one that told me about it. And she's like, and they tell me it's actually bomb.
Yeah, they Pollo Loco does this thing where obviously they carry the big Latino Mexican culture.
Yeah, of course.
Usually in their commercials they use brown people like us in there, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The grillers.
And everybody
that,
us.
Yeah, but some of the shit I did try that was like really good, that was kinda like it was kinda like ripped off. I was like, it's not too bad.
Wow.
Like fucking they had Tinga burritos for a while. Which I tried and it was
mid.
It was cool. It was cool. It's something you get for lunch in the middle of the
out
work.
Out of 10, what would you rate it?
Fool, we know Tinga like like no other, right?
I made Tinga right before coming here, and I didn't eat it. Well, it was for Jorge, and I was like, damn, I'm so hungry. Like, I can't wait to go back home and eat it.
Yeah, Tinga's gas. Shout out my mom's Tinga. One of the best Tingas. Y'all got to try it.
Ooh, let's have a Tinga competition.
Oh, let's do it. You know anybody that knows Tinga?
Do you know what Tinga is?
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, it's like shredded chicken.
Wow.
I'm not tostado. Yeah, it's fire.
Yeah.
Why do you guys think I don't know shit?
I don't know.
I'm just asking. No, because some people, I'm not going to lie. Look, Scout's Honor, okay? Different parts of Mexico.
Cook different shit.
Cook different stuff. Wherever my dad's from Guanajuato, not him or my tias ever made Tinga. I only know Tinga because that's one of Jorge's favorite dishes. And so I had to learn it so that I could make DF. And so like,
We make the best garnacha. That's what my mom makes. Fire sopes, fire pambazos, fire taquitos dorados, fire.
Yeah, he loves tacos dorados. So my thing is I have to learn what he likes. Mm-hmm. And Tinga was one of them. I had never made it before. I didn't even like remember it anywhere. And that's crazy because even my dad, he calls it chimichanga now. And I'm like, it's a funny word, right? He's like, you made more chimichanga? I'm like, yeah, dad, you can have some. But it's not even in hit. And my dad's Mexican AF.
Yeah.
So.
And then you get the tostada. You put crema, and then you put queso fresco, aguacate, and lettuce in.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? You're right. Because I didn't have that at home. Like, my grandma didn't make that, or my mom. They're from Jalisco. But I had it like after, and I
ate like it. Yeah, like you learned it.
Yeah, like somewhere else. But yeah, so you guess you're right. But yeah, eventually, like you're Mexican, you're going to come across all the dishes eventually, you know?
Like, if my mom were to cook Tinga and I posted, I'd always be like, where we at?
Wow.
But my mom.
Want to come through?
That's crazy. That's why Jorge's funny. Because he's from El DF.
Okay.
He's like mamoncito. Like, se lleva. Like,
yeah.
No mames, man. Like, yeah.
Yeah, his mom is like that.
Yeah, like, llevada?
Yeah, like, the way they clown, I was like, oh my God. She'll be like, yeah, he got his mustache from me. And I was like, shut up.
Hey, when you see Jorge, today just walk in and be like, hey, Jorge, huevos. Just tell him that.
I'm going to tell him that. Like, and then Tinga reminds me of something Angie does where she gets the baby and she's like, tingity, tingity, tingity. Oh, yeah. Do you guys like it? Do that?
My grandma does that.
Yeah, and I didn't know that until Angie. But it's also another Mexican thing.
Yeah, my grandma does that with every baby.
You get the baby and you just jump him in your lap and you sing the song.
There's a little song.
Ala, sunguru, sunguru, sungusu.
Some Mayan stuff.
I just know the
I guess everybody.
My mom sings that.
Or ya viene el avión con tu tío el pelón, Ron. And then you.
Nobody heard that he said wrong.
There was one that I know is Nadie me quiere, todos me odian. Qué bueno, gusanito. Te quita la cabeza. Qué rico, gusanito.
Fucking Mexicans are mamones. Yeah, no se pasan really de verga, güey.
Yeah, there was that. Oh, and then it's like, there's this other one my mom would do to the boys. He's like, ni de aquí, ni de aquí, ni de aquí. Solo por ahí. Whatever, like, goes up the armpit. Yeah, it's fun. It's fine. It's okay.
Bro, that
is cute. Like, white people have, like, the, like, this little piggy went to market. Or, like,
or they have, like, pull my finger.
All the way home. Yeah, yeah, like, all that stuff. Yeah. We have melajalas.
Or the fucking... Angie, what's the one I said that you like? Fucking with the cuff. I got to do that chicha, got to do that. No mames, way.
What?
You never heard that before?
No.
So one of our neighbors, Sara Angela, she used to be like, I got to do that chicha, got to do that. No mames, way.
Hilarious. So no. Grab your tits.
Nobody do it. It's like, dang, it's not so bad.
I know the other one, the literal. Come torta con tu hermana la gordota de chichis de pelota.
Oh my God! I haven't heard that in forever.
Why are we like that?
Or pinche culo de, or pinche cara de culo sin raya. Or wow. Shit like that.
Pinche cara de what the fuck?
Pinche cara de what the fuck? Oh my God!
Wait, what was that other? Cool. What was that other one when you said grab? What is it? Grab?
Oh no, they like so. Forgot it because of my sister. They're like.
That is fucking hilarious.
We're so cool.
But like, chicken nugget is your nalga.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, they'll be like, oh,
you can't, yeah.
Oh, with tu nalga. When I heard that, I was like, wait, what? Like, it's here.
Or you call it like chicle, because it's like, you don't leave me alone.
Yeah, tu pinche chicle, wey.
Yeah.
Or mugre.
Oh, yeah. Damn, wow. That's.
Yeah.
Mexicans are fucking assholes. Pinche llevados, huh?
That's a crazy way to describe it.
Hey, when you were younger, is there anything that an older Mexican said to you that you were like, fuck you? I know you have a good. I knew she was going to have a good story. If she puts the chips down. If you want to say mine first? Okay. One of my tios, he just, you know, like Mexicans have this thing. When we were in the fifth grade, we worked super hard. We were already working, right? So he was putting that, he was trying to pull that card on me, right? Like, he was just fucking with me while I'm working. I'm working for my uncle at the moment. We're like cooking the platanos, putting them on. And then my uncle's gonna show them the different stories and shit, right? So I'm trying to earn like my 25 bucks. I'm super getting finessed. Shout out my brother David, love him to death. So, and then my other uncle's just in the back, like, why are you tired? Why are you being lazy? And he went, y'all no 5 años ya estaba trabajando. And I'm like, well, too bad, fool. Don't be mad at me, dog. Because grandpa was an alcoholic. Don't be mad at me. And then that was like one of the things where they just always bring up the fact that like, son pinches huevones, no quiero hacer nada, porque yo estaba chiquito.
Yeah.
And shit like that.
They would always threaten me to take me back to Mexico. Like, you're going to go for the summer or whatever because you're being bad.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, they made Mexico sound like jail.
I know, it's fucked up, yeah. Right? Yeah.
And they would tell me that. But then also like, I definitely got the like judgmental Mexican tías that were like, ay, mira.
Le gusta rap.
No, like, how does it? It's like basically, essentially, babies having babies because I was a teen mom.
Oh, I hate the tías like that.
Bitch, you were 13 when you got pregnant, like in Mexico. Like, chill out. Like, why are you judging me for?
Bro, it was that's. But you know something similar, kind of. I don't have no babies, but like one of my tia's friends.
Sorry that I cussed, by the way. I gave it up for Lent. Sorry, Diosito.
Now, one of my tia's friends. One time, I like at a big family party. She's not even family. She's like my tia's like prima or something. She's like, mijo, vi tu video. Yes, muy. Es estaba como nasty. Estaba feo. And my mom was at the, and my mom let me respond, right? My mom was like, lady, you know, you fucking kid that is. But she knows we know we're family.
Macizo's kid, right?
Yeah, and then I go like, ah, well, si, por el video no para viejitas, doña. And the whole time, go, ah, yes, wey. That's por metida, wey. They were like, and she was like, and then even her husband, ¿por qué le dijiste algo?
Yeah.
Because she was trying to tell me, like, yeah. Your video's nasty, your videos. And I was like, ah, pero no es para viejitas, doñita.
Yeah, wow.
And then, I kept walking, and they were like, ah, they were all counting her. And then she was like, she's finished eating her. So I was like, yeah.
Hey, wait, never mind. Next.
What about you, Vin?
Not that I could really think of, to be honest, but... Like my
Vic is an angel.
No, I mean, yeah, like, my family and I always...
Your family is supportive. And your family, yeah, my family gave donations. Well, his family
speaks English.
Jorge.
His family.
No.
Oh, yeah.
That's not true. Only my, like, my mom and my dad, yeah. But, like, all my...
Oh, wait, their brothers and sisters don't speak English?
Oh, yeah, they do, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But we're all young, but, like, my grandparents and, like, all my tias and everything.
Oh, okay,
they have, like, an A1 family. They're support. And I'm sure every family has dysfunction, so I'm sure there's stuff there.
Yeah.
But, like, your mom donated to us.
Oh, yeah, shout out to her.
Shout out to Carmen.
Shout out.
We do these YouTube, premieres.
Which is happening right now as you're watching.
And your mom donated.
Make sure you donate.
Carmen. Yeah. And who's the guy that donated a lot?
Big Mike. Shout out Big Mike.
Big up to Big Mike. Shout out to you, bro.
Big Mike.
DM us so we can like send you something or something. Shout out everybody donating in this chat as well.
Because you did it on the strength. Like you didn't even like have to be incentivized. Yeah. We didn't say, hey, for a shout out or whatever.
It just started organically. We didn't say like, hey, and everybody like, you know, donate money to us or anything. We literally just figured out we could do that.
Right.
Like we can do it. Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But I was saying... not really anything that sticks out to me necessarily that older people would tell me, but my grandpa's family, which has the same last name as me, every time I would go over like their crib, they lived in Compton, they wouldn't fuck with me at all. It was so weird. Like I never like grew a relationship with them, and it's weird because we all have the same last name, and they're complete strangers to me for the most part.
Wow.
You know, but like because they never treated me good, like. You know, when you're a kid, you're like 5 years old and you go see like your new cousins, like to you, they're new and they know you. But I'm like, oh, all these like kids and all this stuff. And I'm trying to go like be cool with them and shit. And they never let me play like Sega.
That's horrible.
You know what I'm saying? Then they're like, I'm trying to play kickball with them. They're like, no, go over there. I'm just like, damn, like no love.
Like they were just hella mean.
They just did not fuck with me at all. So because of that, I never fucked with them.
Yeah, they don't deserve
it. And now I'm Rose Kranzwick, so. Yeah.
No one ever told you when they put it in the culo, like, you want to do this, but they
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when I was a tiger, they used to hit me with the wolf, ferrete las nalgas.
No, my mom would be like, pues para que las tengo para adorno? Like, damn.
Oh, yeah, I heard that one before.
Really?
I heard that one before.
Damn, I'll go turn off the light then. That's like, it's like when they tell you to do something.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Okay, so speaking of shout-outs, shout-out to el_delgado_mp. He hit us up on Instagram, and I really liked this comment. And shout-out to anyone that hits us up and shows love. It's just really cool to me. So he said, yo, I just wanted to let y'all know that I fuck with y'all heavy. Sorry for cussing, Diosito. I'm a 19-year-old working in construction with my pops, and I've been listening to y'all podcast every day. That ish has me... laughing my A off. Y'all been making my day at work real fun. Good luck with everything and wishing nothing but blessings for all of you. So big up to you, El Delgado. And I just think that's cool. You're in construction with your dad.
Yeah.
And I know that that's a lot of our lifestyle. So big up to everyone that works in construction.
Yeah, shout
that
out to y'all.
Listens to us, watches us, help your day go by while you work or while you're at
and
school.
And you guys build this country, essentially. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to y'all.
Big shout out to you because I did construction for a day and a half and I was like... fuck.
Nope.
I was like, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
But shout out you, especially because, like, I'm pretty sure that's probably what you're doing right now. I mean, fuck, we don't know if you're going to score or not.
Yeah.
But if you are, that's even more crazy because you're doing both school and, but construction could be crazy. So shout out you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And blessings. And, you know, hopefully one day you're going to own your own construction company.
And more business to y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, we also want to dedicate this episode to, a lovely couple, they hit us up on Instagram. He tweeted me, hey, Leti, I hope you're having a good day. My princesa passed away 6 months ago. We used to listen to the podcast together. I still listen, and it has been helping me so much. Wanted to share our story with you. I'm not necessarily sure on the details. I don't think we need the details, but I just really, it shows us how much of an, we're in here shooting the S word with our homies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I know it makes us feel good. Like, we can get, like, out of all of our busy lives that we have this moment to just, like, really be ourselves. Like, be at home, talk about whatever we want to talk about. And also, like, be prideful in who we are. So if that helps in any way, shape, or form, anybody listening or watching, like, that is literally what we do it for.
And that's, like, crazy to think that you were, like, once doing something with somebody.
Yeah.
And then they happened to leave. Like, obviously, like, she passed away. And then the only, like, I mean, I'm pretty sure they have other amazing things that they did together.
Right.
But one of the things was, like, shit together and watch Brown Bag, which I think she passed away 6 months ago. So that was probably, that's the beginning of our of our podcast, which we were still figuring it out. We were dropping like Thursday night, so they were probably like eating some food. Like, I've gotten DMs, personal DMs, where it's like, bro, I was going through like depression and and I was going through a lot of shit, and I just watched your I went through your whole list of videos. I spent like 2 hours on your page and just fucking just laughed about everything, how you make fun of your life, your dad. And I was like,
it was just really cool, touching overall. And you know, we wish him the best, and you know, obviously our condolences as well.
Yeah, and so the princesa's name was Josie, so we're dedicating this episode to you, Josie. And yeah, it's just, it's why we do this. It's and we see it, we get tagged all the time. You guys are having dinner together, watching Brown Bag or listening to Brown Bag, and that's gonna be really like what our legacy would hope to be, that we helped you out throughout whatever time in your life and that you enjoyed it. Whether we got you mad, whether like we made you think, whether you just laughed with us, like that's what we're here for.
Yeah, and I can completely relate to being like, you know, essentially like the construction worker or just somebody that watches something to get through things, because we were on that side. Like I was listening to you while I'm driving to a job that I hate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just like,
then be nicer to me.
I'm nice to you.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. You know, Vic, I'm going to take this moment to say I apologize for being a B word to you, because I am a lot. I feel like he's my baby, and then you're the Aiden that's like, why are you so nice to him? And you're not nice to me. But, like, I don't know. I just feel like this dad I know has, like, 4 kids. And one of them asked him the same thing, and he said, you know, I love you each different. And that didn't make sense, but it's like, it's just our love is different.
Yeah.
But I am a B word, and I apologize.
No, I don't think so.
Hug!
Yeah. And he knows.
Can we get a hug?
It's because this fool can, like, literally make me so mad, and it's like, oh, it's Duno.
Yeah,
but, like, when you make me mad, Vic, I'm like, oh, Vic, why?
It's maybe because Vic's the middle child.
No.
Not in a bad way.
Vic's the oldest.
No, I'm talking about in a sense to where,
like, well, I'm not the baby, so that's something.
Oh, with us, you're the middle child.
Yeah, he's a middle child in this relationship.
Yeah.
And, like my older sister gets into it with the middle child a lot, and then me and my older sister are very close. But then me and the middle child could argue, but we have a special relationship.
It's too a weird sibling dynamic. That's why I definitely feel.
Yeah.
But also, like, I know, like, you come with, like, a pack of women that love you. Like, Carmen, I swear, it's it's not real. Brie, please don't.
No, they love you too, honestly.
Yeah.
I've always wondered how, like, I mean, not wondered, that's, like, that's the wrong word. But, like, I remember when the homie Ma died, he was dating somebody. Mm-hmm. I was going to say her name, but I don't know if she was. But yeah, he was dating. And I remember, like, as I get older and shit, I remember we used to be like, damn, because he's trying to follow his career that she supported a lot.
Yeah.
But that also means, like, he probably is not at the cemetery every day, right? He's probably not doing a lot of things every day.
Oh, this guy, no.
Yeah. And then, so I remember, like, I big ups to him because he's, like, he was still able to put the documentary together.
Right.
And, follow his career and shit. And as I get older, I remember the homies, you know, because sooner, like, as I'm saying it just out of experience of the story, like, from what I've seen as an outsider looking in, like, he's gonna deal with a lot, and you could tell that he's strong by, like, just because sooner or later he might have to move on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, the little things. And I remember, like, when I was 18, 19, I used to be like, man, what the fuck is she moving on for?
Yeah.
Like, I used to be like, and then I used to be like, man, you got me fucked up moving up on, or like, or she, like, you know, just the little shit she used to do that didn't show up the homie, but as I get older, I'm like, damn, she has her own life now too, you know?
Yeah.
But when I was like 18, 19, I used to be like mad at the girl.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of respect for her now. And I was actually dating one of her best friends. You guys met when I was with Sandy. That was her best friend. They're best friends. Yeah. I remember I used to say certain things, and then she would like have me understand, like, well, you gotta understand that she starts to live her life. And I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, shit, that's crazy. So shout out to you, you know, and just, I know probably, like, he's going to have to deal with a lot of things. Well, it's not a widow. It's not the right word, right?
Well, just because they're not married.
Yeah.
But it is, it's a, like, you're, that's your partner.
That's your partner. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that was, like, his best friend is everything. So yeah. I know it's going to be hard, but just know that, you feel me? You got it. You'll get through it.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot of work. Because imagine us as, like, homies. We fucking, I till this day I go through it. It was just his birthday. RP my dog. It was his birthday yesterday. So RP my brother Ruben, you feel me?
RP Ruben.
My guy. And then, yeah, like, you know, so make sure you live it up, bro. Live your life. I understand. You know, that's, carry that with you. You feel me? I'll take you a long way.
Yeah. Okay. It's time for
Sombra Sala.
Sombra Sala.
I love this.
With the Mayan mommy.
With the Mayan mommy. That loves the IE.
Damn, I do. The guy that I'm talking to is from the IE.
Yes,
God. He's trying to steal one of your guys, all right?
It's a joke.
She wants them all to himself.
It's your fault for asking.
It is your fault for asking.
Oh, I'm at him again.
I'm the low-key instigator just in the corner, like,
you're the asking one that likes to
probing questions.
Marketing.
True, that was your excuse last time, too.
Let these staring.
Oh my god. Anyways, so last week, you know how I brought up about the whole Safaera, Joel, and Missy Elliott,
right?
Bad Bunny. So I wanted it to actually like backtrack on that or backpedal
because we were blessed with information.
Because apparently, there was like a whole misunderstanding about what Joel was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people understood that he was saying that Missy Elliott was taking 99% of the royalties.
Of the song, yeah.
Yeah, so they had a little back and forth on Twitter, yeah.
Missy was like, yeah.
Yeah, Missy was like, hey, Joel, you
misled.
That's
not true, yeah.
Yeah, that's not true, that's not cool, and I do care. And then Joel said, like, ooh, a little miscommunication, guys. Peace, love, yeah. Puerto Rico.
This didn't make me like Joel, not gonna lie.
Same, and you know what? At the end, so they went back and forth, and Missy Elliott addressed that and said, I get this portion, yeah. There's still samples, all that stuff. And then Joel still replies back, and he's like, well, I love your music. Maybe we can, like, make a track.
Yeah. Oh, he tried to sneak in the collab.
Yeah, it's low-key, yeah, like,
Missy didn't
someone
reply.
That's, like, trolling, and then you answer, is like, oh, my God, I'm such a big fan. Like, it's like, bro, chill out. Like, yeah. Even Missy, when she responded, she's like, I don't talk about this stuff publicly, mm-hmm. but y'all made it public. Like, I get this much percent, and there's literally 15 other people that get paid off of this song that's mm-hmm. not even including me. Like, why is it an issue? And even watching the video where Joel was talking about it,
yeah,
it felt very like, yeah, someone went and told her, and then now she's taking all the money or whatever. And it's like,
so like cloud chasing a little bit.
No, just very harsh. Yeah, and it's like making her the bad guy. And I know, Vic, you made a point to be like, let's not make Missy Elliott out to be any certain way. And I'm glad we did that, because even for her to be like, man, this isn't me. Missy Elliott is so loved.
Yeah.
And you could tell, like, she's really a creative.
Yeah.
So for her to be like, look, dog, like, I get this part. Like, I'm not trying to, like, hold down this whole song. Like, don't make me out to be that person.
Because I just know how it is sometimes that, you know, teams are so large. And especially when you're an artist that big. Like I said, sometimes it can be as simple as, hey, we found this money that they owe you. Sign here. Mm-hmm. You know, and then the repercussions are the repercussions. But it wasn't never done with evil intent. It wasn't like Missy was like, hey, like, you know what? I just heard this and this and that. Like, and it's at the end of the day, there's not really a villain to be made. If we're thinking about it in perspective, like, they're all fucking rich. They're all making money. They're all hit makers. And they're making a good living. So, what's to be mad at?
Bad Bunny can still sing the song, perform it, all that.
Yeah, they all can.
Yeah.
They're all living good. Their life is much better after that song, I'm sure, than before. Music, financially. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for Joel and Dandy.
Yeah, everything.
But you know what was cool? That Missy didn't bring that up. It was actually a fan on Twitter that said, that called out Joel, and that's how the whole little back and forth started.
Mm. What happened with Anuel? What's going on with Anuel?
Anuel, okay, so allegedly he has another baby mama.
Another one?
Yes!
Texas.
Another one.
But it's still like, you know.
It's still not confirmed.
Rumor yeah, has
that's
it.
That's really a rumor.
Wow, what does Yelin think?
Right? I don't know.
That's
but,
the brujeria girl.
You know, man, Yelin's the type to just be there because of the clout thing.
And then,
oh, yeah. Well, she is. What's her hashtag or her name? Like, Yelin La Más Viral?
Oh, girl.
So it's like, okay, I get it. I get where she's coming from.
Then,
and she's doing it.
Damn. And then in the next Karol G song, it's going to be like, oh, you're someone's baby daddy. Get away from me.
Wait.
What?
Because that's Carol G's ex.
No, I get that. I don't care about Yaelin's feelings. How does Carol G feel?
She didn't put it in the song.
No, I mean, girl.
Oh, yeah, you're really into the team
Wait, I'm curious. How long ago did Carol G and Anuel break up?
There were a lot of back and forth.
Within the past year. Yeah. Definitely within the past year.
Because even before about Yaelin, so Carol G had a concert in Puerto Rico.
And Anuel showed up.
Yeah. And then, like, a couple of weeks later, Yaelin shows up and they're like, oh, hello.
I'm just trying to figure out if that baby was made during the relationship.
Carol G, right? Yeah.
If the girl's pregnant for over, if the girl's pregnant over 5 months, mm-hmm. or four, he for sure was cheating on Carol G.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But he probably was already for sure cheating on him. She probably knows, like, him being.
But if it was, like, under dog. 3 or 2, then he for sure was cheating on Yaelin.
Regardless, he's cheating.
Regardless, he's doing a perro move. Yeah. He's being a rough, rough.
He might have forgot who he was cheating on.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you say, like,
what?
When you pass perro?
Of a way, it's lobo, way.
Yeah, it's lobo, way.
Es de way, es de perro.
Yeah. Speaking of lobo, we're going to talk about Kylie's baby coming up.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. But, okay. So last week, too.
Don't cry, okay? Guys, don't cry.
I did. When I heard this news, I was like, why?
Letty Touche.
Dude, Daddy Yankee announced his retirement after 32 years.
Wow. Let's all clap it up for Daddy Yankee, though.
Daddy Yankee, real quick, Angie, before you continue, you figured out it was yo.
Yeah, I used to think it was Daddy Yankee, yo. Like, it sounds like he's saying Daddy Yankee, yo. Like, he's trying to be hip hop, but it's Daddy Yankee, yo. And then other people were like, no, it's Daddy Junkie Joe.
Yeah.
Like with Jace.
With the J, yeah.
But yeah, he's out of here.
He's not out of here.
Why are you sad?
Because it's Daddy Yankee, the king of reggaeton.
After 32 years. Yeah. Longer than I've been alive.
How many anthems does he not have?
Yeah,
like, even if you don't speak English, you know Gasolina. Yeah. You know Despacito.
All right, really quick. Everybody's favorite Daddy Yankee song.
Even if you don't speak Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
Really quick. Do we sing it? Exactly. Or
really quick. Everybody.
I'll go first.
Okay, hold on. Let me, because I forgot the name.
Count of three?
No. Hold on. Let me remember the name.
Ding, okay.
Three.
Wait. Hold on.
See? I'm trying to
say Gasolina. No, because I don't want to say that one. Because this is an old school song. Hold on. And I know the name. I'm just trying to. I forgot it real quick.
All of a sudden, think.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Ready? One,
yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Yes. Wait, hold on. We can't all say it at the same time. En la cama.
Rompe.
Oh, that was like the
bonking
era.
Ready?
Yeah.
What did I say for a 15?
What'd you say?
A lo que paso.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. I'm like, tú me dejaste caer.
Pero ya me levanto.
At the club,
you should see. That just still goes up in the club.
Hold on, real quick. Jose, edit some club things right now. Some
club lights.
Go, sing it again.
Tú me dejaste caer. Pero ya me levanto.
Legend.
Yeah, that was fire.
He broke all of our hearts, at least mine. So,
ready?
The music is always in the
Yeah, but it's like, okay, he hasn't dropped an album since, 2013, which was Prestige.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But even then, he's been so active, dropping singles, things like that.
He's been collabing with Bad Bunny.
Yeah. J Balvin. Actually, everyone.
Yeah.
He gives features to anyone.
He's like,
and they're always great.
Yeah.
Like, the way they all have them. Like,
and then one of those things where, like, I think a lot of them, like, I think to them is like, damn, that Yankee fucks with me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure,
that's the old
Daddy Yankee Joe.
And then he looks hella young.
Yeah.
He has the Edgar cut, kind of.
Yeah, he
like
does.
That
kind of.
But he's always had it.
Yeah, but he's always had it with Nicki Jam.
Yeah. Nicki Jam, too.
True.
Damn, that's crazy how him and Nicki Jam beefed it for a while.
Yeah, I'm with their Daddy Yankee side.
Well, they're friends now.
They're friends.
I know
now.
But it's always gonna be like Jay-Z and Nas. It's like they're friends, but it's still like,
you know,
we remember
what gets me though with his beef with Don Omar. That one I was more like But anyways, he announced his album, last album, called Legend Daddy.
I like daddy.
Oh yeah, he makes her to keep the daddy in there.
And what's the meme? that gasolina prices went up and then he left us.
And he left us. Wow.
I wonder if when the gas prices went up, his song went just crazier.
True. Well, yeah, no, people were doing it on TikTok. Oh, like, people are making gasolina blow up.
Streaming went crazy.
Yeah, he's fine. Yeah, okay. Yeah, he's going to be great. He's doing amazing.
It's a great marketing plan, honestly, to announce your retirement.
Daddy Yankee, yo.
Right now? Like,
it is.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What does retirement really mean? Like, yeah. Just for next year, him to be on a whole Bad Bunny album, like,
yeah.
He has a couple collabs. That's what I'm saying.
I was listening to an interview that Too Short did with Shannon Sharp, and he was talking about, they were like, oh, why did you announce your retirement, like, 25 years ago, and you still, he's like, honestly, it was a good marketing ploy. It was sold a lot of albums. Like that's all it was. It was like, he's like, it was my 10th album. I was going to be 30 or something. And he was like, yeah, it turned out great.
But what's crazy is Daddy Yankee sat down. They even had like a great camera for it. And he's just like, hola, mi, you know, for you know, seriously,
oh, yeah.
Like, when it goes like, hola, mi gente.
Oh, yeah.
About me, Daddy something. Yankee, yo.
Some announcement was coming.
Like, he just,
Daddy Yankee jumped. Yeah.
Ya tú sabes. Well, shout out, Angie. With
not
the great.
Angie, so you're welcome, you guys.
People
you're
love welcome. The Somos Alas. So.
Yeah. Oh, if, also, if you guys have actually any gossip, chismosa here, tag me, Somos Alas.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah.
All right. What's the gossip with you and Josh?
Oh, that apparently.
I want to talk it.
Not my fault. Innocent little me at home. I got. Josh got in trouble because of me.
Wow.
Were you
what's the gossip here? Tell me.
I don't know, Josh. You tell him. You're the one with the.
I'll say it for you, Josh.
Yeah.
So, Josh, being Josh, he has some panty wore when we did our Secret Santa, which as a team, you know, I get your name, you get my name, whatever the situation is. The jingy majingies, you feel me? I don't know why Josh has a piece of paper on his pants
from
after
December.
From December, but let's not yeah, make fun tough. Of the homie yeah. about his hygiene. He smells very great. Yeah. He smells very great.
Right. Those are new Josh. Shorts, by the way.
The new shorts and Fire Yeezys.
Yeah, those are nice. Yeah,
but Josh, wait, did she like go through your pants or like?
Okay. No. It was like in a drawer.
Oh, so it wasn't in your pants. Oh, okay.
So Josh got Angie in Secret Santa. Josh got Angie in Secret Santa in December. He kept a little paper thingy in his drawer, and he has a girl, and she saw it, and she's like, "Who is Angie?" And what do you say?
I don't know. I kind of freaked out.
Was I cheating?
Deny.
You started denying it was Angie?
Oh, she found some earrings like a couple weeks before.
So why didn't you say that? That's a big part of the story.
Why do you keep trinkets, bro?
Yeah, you got to fool. You got to throw all that shit away.
No.
Well, I don't keep it.
Flush it down the toilet.
Falls in the cracks of the couch and stuff.
You got to do a couch check, my
fucking
man.
What? Was the couch? I thought you don't let him sit in the couch, bro. Straight to the bed.
And like I'm out. No. Sorry. What?
I have this thing real quick.
That's chicken nugget.
Chicken nugget, do you sit in the couch?
No. He's like,
no,
I don't sit in the couch.
I have this thing.
Straight to the bed. No, wow.
See? They're being guys. It's just one feeds the other, and then they're like, and then they end up broken up with, but then they don't know why.
Hey, Vic, when you walk in your house, those songs just play automatically. Oh, he's no chance.
You know which one plays?
Which one?
Tomando. 19.
You guys have sex in 1942? And watch the video at the same time.
Everybody watch the video. There's people on the. There's people that want to find out who Vic's chicken nugget is. Just take that little hint how you want to.
Oh my God.
Just sing the hook one time more again.
Tomando. 19.
I just want to put it out there that I have this thing, right?
Right.
Where like, if I'm like cuddling or I like playing where like, I've always done this. Like, I like feeling knots. And, like, being able to, like, get rid of them.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's just like, yeah, it's like a fucking just, it's just my thing, right? So, recently, I was doing this shit, and then, right, my mom was like, yeah, I'm at trabajar. And I'm like, if you fall in my bed. And she's like, I got you, mijo. And then I come back out, she's like, Dani, te pasas. Y ve tus pinches pelos. And then it's just one of those.
Like a knot that you brushed out of a girl's hair.
Yeah, because it's like a habit. I just have, like, a habit of, like, playing with hair.
Oh, shit.
Call the feathers.
What is it? A hair fetish? Fuck y'all. That what you guys said?
Yeah. It's nothing bad.
Nothing bad. He fucking watches the music videos at the same time. This is Tomando.
Babe, do it like how in there. Like in the seat, like recreate.
Oh my God.
Have you guys ever drank 1942 to you?
All the time.
Do you guys play the song?
No. Why? Well, I don't know. I'm just. But sometimes we forget.
Why is it so uncomfortable?
He's like, but this is but what like, happens. Carilla, fool.
No, but like sometimes
she crawl like we all.
I wish I was me singing to you.
Jose, I'm gonna need you to Photoshop my face. Into the video.
Oh my God. Holy fuck.
Is this too inside joke?
Nah, they'll get it. Nah, the real fans understand what we're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking these never gonna do those.
Okay, has your homegirl, cause going back to the Angie Josh situation, has your homegirl ever got you in trouble with your girl, but it's literally innocent? Like Angie's innocent, like but the actual like Angie got Josh in trouble.
Yes. My sisters have got me in trouble.
With your girl?
Yeah, cause they're like they'll come in the hour, like one time I gave my sisters a ride and her homegirls. They want to do all this crazy stupid shit, right? And I'm like, well, get the fuck out of my car. I dropped it off, ready to go. And one of them left their heels there. And then the little bitty came in the morning. And she's like, what the fuck is this? I thought you were at home last night. And I was wow. like, and I was like, I was at home. And then I get pressed about my sister. Don't question me about my motherfucking family. So I was like, you got me. I turned out. You got me fucked up. Question me. I'm like, I'm going to call my sister right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, God, I'm just asking. Yeah. Now you want to act fucking bold? Cookie was like, what the fuck you want, fat ass? And I was like, well, yeah, my car is not. And she was like, yeah, I was. Why? And then I had her on speaker and my sister talks like, by some little bitch tripping or what? And I was like, never mind. And she's like, oh my God.
Yeah, but if you saw some Air Force Ones in her car,
some dirty black Air Force Ones?
I'm fucking kicking out the car like the homie.
Like, how did the homie? Inject Oceto, cut.
Don't. Not domestic violence.
Not domestic violence. That's push violence. That's friendly play.
What about you, Vic?
Sorta. It kind of almost happened the other day because I have
like this.
Yeah. Because I have a homegirl. You know, EJ.
Shout out EJ.
Same name as somebody I used to talk to.
So, I was there.
What happened?
Was I there?
No. Say it.
No, okay, never mind. I got a text.
What are you talking about?
No, I got a text early in the morning from EJ, and then she was like, "Who's this?" And then I was like, "Oh, it's the homegirl."
Yankee.
And then I was like, and then she's like, "Oh," and then I was like, "No, look, it's the homegirl. Like, you're gonna meet her later today." Blah, blah, blah. But like, that almost kind of
smoking groove. Wow.
No, the next at the party.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I was there. Yeah, tell me, we all got in trouble. Yeah, she's cool as fuck.
Yeah, she's cool.
I seen y'all talking.
Yeah.
Do you guys like it when you're both in trouble with the girls? It's like, it feels good. Like, oh, you too?
Yeah, we're both fucking pendejos. Yeah.
I haven't been in trouble in a long time, though.
Pendejo club.
I haven't been in trouble in a long time.
Nah,
don't start now.
Has a guy ever got you in trouble?
A homie?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but that's more because my ex was so insecure because I went on the road with J. Cole.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, why would J. Cole take you on the road? Why? And it's like, dog, because we literally, like, he had to be on the phone with me every night. And it's like, dog, like, it's fine. And then he fell asleep and he had a dream that I was cheating on him with J. Cole. J. Cole's girl, fiance, is literally on the bus with us. But he still felt like, no, why is he taking you on tour? It's like, dude, he's also taking, like, 20 other people on tour.
Yeah.
You're not thinking they're doing anything. And so, yeah, it was just annoying.
I've gotten my homegirl in trouble before. I'm calling Allison. You better fucking ask her, Allison. You just come get me right now. Yeah. And I'm blowing her up. She keeps clicking. And when she answers me, I'm like, man, who the man? Because that's my homie. That's like my son. I'm like, why the fuck you answer? You some stupid ass fool? And I mean, I'm fucking up right now. You better come get it. And then she's like, bye. And she texts me, oh my God, dude. You're like, so what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, if I was my little thing and you call me, I would answer right away.
Yeah.
And then she's like, she's playing like, you know, like the little sister card, like, oh my God, is that, you know? I was like, no, fool.
Yeah.
She came and that fool was right there and the homies were making him super uncomfortable. Like, shut up, fool.
That's
and I'm
crazy.
Like, dick, you better. They're like, we're your brother, you better come get us, dick.
Like, where you from, fool? What part of the city you staying?
The homie's like, where you staying?
Yeah.
And he's like,
He's like, oh, by over there, like by where? And Addison's like, stop.
Yeah.
And I'm the reasonable one. I'm like,
chill. You're the reasonable
one? Yeah, because I'm like,
fool. Fake reasonable, good cop, bad cop.
Yeah.
Like, hey, just let him alone.
Yeah. Or like, I'll be like, damn, you're gonna let him sit in the front? That's crazy. Damn. You know, I'm gonna go to the back.
Wow.
And then he's like, no, man, I'll go to the back. And I was like, for sure, bro. Yeah, but fool, get fuck out of here, dick.
Yeah,
be questioning my hunger, you get beat up.
It happens. Well, let's do a CNR, a carne asada Nino rival. I don't necessarily want to do it. I'm the, like, I don't know the middle Daddy Yankee.
Yeah, we had like a lot of back and forths.
Yeah. So where are we going with it? Daddy Yankee.
So the first one, are we the first one?
Daddy Yankee is in it.
Okay.
Daddy Who Yankee, else is in the CNR?
Daddy Yankee, Evie Queen, and we're debating between Tego and Don Omar.
Yeah.
I want to go with Don Omar just because I feel like Tego's like the big, big homie.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would just, that's just my opinion. You agree with it?
Yeah.
Okay, so Daddy Yankee, Evie Queen, Don Omar.
Evie Queen is definitely not my rival because I feel like she could F all of us up.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's scary.
Like a Iota.
Yeah. She would dig her nails right through our eyeballs. So definitely Evie Queen. Evie Queen, carne asada. Because maybe with her nails she could help flip the carne. Like, it'd be cool. Damn. Who would I rather beef with? I'm gonna have Daddy Yankee be my Nino, cause he might hook it up with the gasolina one time or five times, and then Don Omar my rival, but it's cause I don't know.
Daddy Yankee is my Nino, just because you know he's Daddy Yankee. The Nino, Evie Queen, carne asada, cause she's gonna bring her fine homegirls.
Yeah.
And then being your friend, that bring mine too. You know, homies meet homies, homegirls meet homegirls. We're all happy. We got to the... And Don Omar, he's my rival because my mom likes him a lot. And she, when I was younger, she'd be like, tu papá. I'd be like, fuck no. Wow. So I'm like, fuck you, Don Omar.
That is hilarious.
That's hilarious.
And she's like, my mom's like so in love with
what
Don Omar.
What song does she like?
All of them. She's like, but I remember like when Salud El Sol came out, I was like, dude, that's hella freaky shit right there. Don't be singing that shit around. Yeah. I used to be like hella pressed. It's not my dad.
It's not my dad.
I don't even have one.
You do.
I do, but I don't. But yeah, sir. Yeah, Don Omar. He'll be my rival.
And you, Vic?
Off top, Daddy Yankee gotta be Nino.
Yeah. Daddy Yankee Joe.
Daddy Yankee, you know, he's rich, successful, has a lot of knowledge about the music industry. Yeah, you're gonna gotta drop the face of the skin routine regimen, and shit. Mm-hmm. That'll help a lot. And then I would say Evie Queen rival. Ooh. Cause I'm like,
sorry to your girl. She gonna have to fight Evie Queen.
I was never like into her music or her. Just you know, I respect her and everything.
But like, come on,
that one's cool. That one's cool.
That's your shit when you walk in your house.
And then Don Omar would have to be carne asada because then I'll invite Swift and I always tell Swift he looks like Don Omar.
Who's Swift? Swift looks like Don Omar.
So if they were both there, Swift they would do the Spider-Man shit.
Yeah,
and they're like this, and I would just fucking cry of tears of laughter, make Don Omar jokes the whole time, and then make them stand next to each other, and that'll be a good time. Yeah. With the carne asada.
I love
that. I love that for us. Do we have any? Did we go through everything?
I think there's anything else.
Wow.
No, I think there was something.
Oh, no, me digas. Go. Down. Right here. El Lobo. I didn't even know this existed, that you could do this.
That early, yeah.
Yeah, Kylie Jenner made an announcement that they named their son Wolf.
Their perrito.
And then she's like, hey, this doesn't feel like a wolf, so we're going to change the name. And it's like, wow, I wonder how you noticed that. Like, he didn't howl at the moon or something. Like, you're not a wolf. You're not furry. Like,
I think changing the name has...
But so they changed the name of their baby that, like, he's 2 months old, apparently. He's 2 months old. And used to be named Wolf. Is the baby formerly known as Wolf.
Formerly known as Wolf.
Now is a new name. It's just so weird to me. I didn't know you could change your name like that.
That's some celebrity ass shit. Like,
definitely some celebrity
stuff.
Remember
when Prince dropped his name and just became a symbol?
Yeah, it was just a symbol. That's definitely some celebrity stuff.
Some stupid shit, dick.
Yeah, like.
I want to be like, no, mama, no, mama, no, this is Steve. Forget the number.
Yeah.
I feel like they chose their names off. Remember those things that you had and it was like, the Wolf. And you like spin the thing. I feel like that's how
I know what you're talking about.
A storm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about the shit when kids make, like in, like in school. Mean, yeah.
Nah, it was one of those like little.
That's what you were talking about, right?
Yeah. It was like a learning.
It's like a little wheel.
A learning wheel.
Finger and it goes back.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
It's so food.
90s kids.
If Kylie was Mexican, the Mexican meeting would have fucked her up. Yeah. No seas mamón, güey. No mames. Ya pinche lo visto a la verga.
So we all have names that we were going to be named, but we weren't, right? So this is basically Wolf. Whatever their Wolf's name is like, oh, you know you were going to be named Wolf. Well, you actually
you were. The boy who cried Wolf.
Yeah, facts. Were you guys ever going to be named something and they changed your name? Like, I was going to be called Jasmine. And they tell me all the time, like, we're going to name you Jasmine. And they went with Leticia.
I have two.
What is it?
I'm going to give you guys one, but it's not going to make the cut because of... But then I'm going to give you the other one. But my dad's real name is and my dad would never go by that. My mom wanted to name me that. He's like, no, porque el nombre de so that's not making the cut, but that's why they didn't name me. And then the other one was Javier. And my dad was like, no, mames. My mom would like, she'll mock him. And I'm like, pinche nombre bien feo. So they said, like, last minute, the doctor walked in, and my mom, what's the baby going to be named? My mom was like, Daniel. And then just walked out. Like, imagine my mom was rich, she would have changed it to fucking... Javier in the middle of the fucking shit, but
you
like,
look like a
my brother's name is Javier. As you're saying both, I was like, no way, he's stupid too.
No.
Wow.
My mom is gonna watch this.
Wait, I didn't say why they didn't name me.
We just bleep it.
Do we bleep that? Yeah, right. Yeah, but he, when...
It's not what you think, it's what you're
talking about. When my mom asked him why not, I'm like, pinche nombre de puto.
And I was, you're saying it again.
I'm sorry. And I was just like, wait, what the fuck? I'm
like, it's over the right now, timestamps really quick.
I'm like, fuck, great on me, nigga. You know what I mean? Like, but you know, like, he's, my dad was just a fucking asshole, dig?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I get what you mean.
Your brother's name, Javier? He's gonna be like, what the fuck?
I hope he doesn't watch it. I hope he doesn't watch it.
What were you gonna be named?
It is my name, but it's my middle name. I was named after my uncle and then my dad's best homie who had passed away. So it was like, they were like, we're like, we want to honor you, but like, it's a little much. Like,
fucking, what's the cop? I'm going to name Mike when my first kid is going to be Julio Ruben.
After your friend?
After my both my homies.
Oh, that's dope.
Julio, like, fucking my homie Skills just had his son and he named him Julio. July. Like, he named the name, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, my sister's name is Monica. In my family, there's like a lot of Monicas because my dad, one of my dad's sisters, when she was little, she passed away.
Oh.
But like, low-key, my sister is the first Monica. So I felt like, why do we keep naming other Monicas Monica?
There's...
Now, if you say Monica at a family party, there's going to be at least five girls that are like, what's up?
And forget my
we
family.
We have to do that as Mexicans, huh? Name after someone dear to us that passed away.
Yeah. Fucking... Like, Luisito is Luis Hermias.
In my family, there's a lot of Daniels. Like, I'm a Daniel. Danner's a Daniel. Mm. And then my nephew is a Daniel because... Danner and my brother-in-law's uncle raised him, and he's a Daniel.
Wow.
And then my other brother-in-law is a Daniel. Wow. And then Aiden's a Daniel. So, yeah.
Aiden Daniel?
He's Aiden Daniel, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, hella Daniels.
Wow. That is a lot of Daniels. So, if you say Daniel at Duno's family party, and you say Monica at Letty's family party...
No, the Daniels is... There's his middle name. Mice is the first name.
Yeah.
So, they don't really go by that. But I like, fool, like, my brother-in-law's called me by my nickname. I don't think they've ever called me by, like, maybe my oldest when he called me, like, Danny Boy or Fat Boy and shit. But everybody else calls me, like, it's weird. Like, my homegirls don't call me Duno.
They call you Danny?
Yeah, they call, like, Danny. Yeah. But the homies don't ever, they be like, what the fuck? I'm not calling you that. But like, bro, chill.
My sister...
Cause you're Rosecrans Vic?
No, my sister is, you know, obviously she's pregnant. She's gonna have a baby. And her middle name is my other sister's name. Aww. And I feel left out.
Oh, that's so cute. Dude, you named
she's a girl.
Your child is named after you, baby.
Yeah, but that was me. Somebody else has to do it.
So no, selfish.
No, that's, I know. No, I'm just playing. No, that's super cute because they're like so close.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Yeah. It's such, yeah, it's so cute.
Oh, that made my heart smile.
After we like super successful with this podcast, we can have another boy.
A girl.
Boy.
I can't have any more boys. I ran out of names to name these kids after.
I was going to give you an option. Daniel Victor, Victor Daniel.
Like, that's literally name.
Oh yeah, that's name. Oh my god, we should put that name out there. Shout out my guy. All right.
Thank you for tuning in to episode 37.
From Back Pod. Yeah.